You're listening to SBS News.
The research, supported by New South Wales Health, tracked the spread of 18 COVID-19 cases across 15 schools. Lead investigator Professor Christine McCartney from the National Centre for Immunisation Research and Surveillance says the work was conducted from mid-March to early April.
There's really a very low rate of spread between children and certainly from children to adults that we've seen in our preliminary data in schools. We're hoping to continue this work, but I hope that it provides strong reassurance of the safety of the return to school.
Chief Medical Officer Brendan Murphy on Friday cited the new report as informing the federal government's recommendation that there is no need for social distancing in classrooms. He says the Australian Health Protection Principle Committee guidelines have been changed to reflect the new position. New South Wales Health Minister Brad Hazzard says the new research supports the decision by the state government to move ahead with a staggered return to government schools for students from May 11.
It's being driven by good common sense that the medical people are giving us, and we've had a major scare. Parents have been worried about their children. And building confidence is what governments and the community should do, and I don't think it's in anybody's interest to try and drive away what is a very measured and orderly approach to allowing parents to build that confidence.
Students in New South Wales are being asked to attend school one day a week. This would slowly increase until term three, when full-time attendance resumes. The Australian Education Union says it would like to see an even slower staggered return and also more consistent messaging around how staff can be safe in the workplace. New South Wales Teachers Federation President Angelo Gavrilatis says the new report needs to be viewed with caution.
The researchers themselves said that some of the data may be skewed because of the very simple fact that kids weren't at school in the last month. In the last month, we've had 2 weeks of school holidays, and the couple of weeks prior to that, student attendance was between 1 and 5%. So any research that says we're going in the right direction certainly is welcome, but we've got to be careful about what is contained in that research.
He says concerns still remain about the welfare of teaching staff.
It's heartening again that a lot of the data says that students may be at lesser risk than adults. Putting that aside, there is great concern about the impact and the spread of the virus between adults. Our advice is that teacher presence, physical presence on school site should be kept to an absolute minimum. And whilst on school site, observing social distancing measures, including 1.5 metres distance from each other and, of course, the 4 square metres space per person in an enclosed area.
Authorities in Victoria say they expect up to 97% of students to continue online learning from home during term two. Schools in the state remain open for the children of essential workers. Victoria's Chief Health Officer Brett Sutton defended the approach taken by state authorities.
I know that there haven't been significant outbreaks in schools. There have been some reported, but again, it may be that kids who are very minimally symptomatic could transmit to other children. It can be a contribution to community transmission. I've also been very clear that I don't see schools as a dangerous place to be, but to the extent that kids learning from home can contribute to suppressing transmission at a community level, I think that's a useful thing to consider.
Students have been encouraged to attend school in South Australia, Western Australia and the Northern Territory. Schools in Queensland are open only for vulnerable children or those of essential workers. Otherwise, they remain shut until at least May 22nd. Independent Schools Queensland say they want Year 11 and 12 students to return to school earlier, so they're not disadvantaged when compared to their state counterparts. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says she'll be monitoring the number of new virus cases before making a final decision by May 15.
We need to be preparing now for more student-teacher contact coming in the coming weeks and months. So it depends once again on the numbers. So I hate to say it's a numbers game here, but there are different case numbers in Western Australia and South Australia compared to Queensland, New South Wales and Victoria. So we'll be looking at all of that and we'll be acting responsibly.
And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Biwa Kwan, SBS News.